Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, you may already know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. There are 10 of these. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by 2 different 16th century Renaissance composers, the Englishman Thomas Tallis and the pan-European Orlando di Lasso. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear 3 of these, the introit, which is sung as a celebrant enters the sanctuary, the gradual, sung after the first reading, and the alleluia, which is sung after the second reading. I found beautiful motet settings for 2 of these. The third, the introit, will be sung in Gregorian chant. And we'll also enjoy 4 parts of the Ordinary, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in a form I have named the Missa Multae Manus, Mass of Many Hands, because all the sections of the Mass are not by the same composer. We'll get started with our introit. Salus Populi Ego Sum, I am the salvation of the people, from Psalms 36 and 77. Singing this for us in traditional Gregorian chant is a Slovakian chant scholar, Marek Klein.
Oh,
We've heard our introit for today, I am the salvation of the people. Now we shall turn to our Missa Multae Manus, or Mass of Many Hands. We're starting with Thomas Tallis, the 16th century English composer, and his Missa Puer Natus Est Nobis, A Child is Born to Us. From this Mass, we'll hear the Greater Doxology, or Gloria. English composers of the early 16th century did not compose a Kyrie for their Masses. The performers are the Tallis Scholars.
Oh,
that was a very generous Gloria of Thomas Tallis's Missa Puer Natus Est Nobis. Now we come to our second encounter today with the Mass proper, the gradual Prope Est Dominus, the Lord is close to all who call Him. We hear this in the motet setting of Josef Rheinberger, a 19th century composer who set many graduals. The singers are the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral Choir of Portland, Oregon. We've heard our gradual proper for today, the Lord is close to all who call Him. And this brings us to our Alleluia proper, the text of which is Veni Domine, Come Lord. The Bremen Weser Renaissance will favor us with their performance of a motet by Cristóbal de Morales, one of the great composers of the Spanish High Renaissance.
Thank you.
That was our Alleluia for today, Come Lord, by the composer Cristobal de Morales. Now we return to our Mass Ordinary for its principal section, the Nicene Creed, or Credo. Today you may want to sing along with the monks of Solesmes in France in the well-known Credo III, a chant that dates from the 17th century. We've been listening to the familiar Credo III. Now, before continuing with the Sanctus, I'd like to add a motet with the same title as Thomas Tallis's Mass that we heard earlier, Puer Natus Est Nobis, A Child is Born to Us. The composer is the Flemish Renaissance composer Heinrich Isaac, and the performers are the Deller Consort. We've heard Heinrich Isaac's motet, Puer Natus Est Nobis. And now before we proceed to the next parts of the Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus and the Benedictus, I'd like to play the motet on which Lassus based his Missa Dixit Josef, which we'll hear soon. The singers are from the group Ad Hecaton, an Italian ensemble.
Oh,
We've been listening to the motet Dixit Joseph by Orlando Di Lasso, on which he based his Mass, the Missa Dixit Joseph. Here now are the Sanctus and Benedictus of that Mass. See if you can hear the motet melody. The performers, again, are the group Adhecaton.
Thank you.
That was Orlando di Lasso's beautiful setting of Our Sanctus. Before we finish the Mass Ordinary with the Agnus Dei, I'd like to play a second setting of the motet Puer Natus Est Nobis, this one by the superb 16th and 17th century English composer William Byrd, a compatriot of Thomas Tallis, whose Gloria we heard earlier. The singers here are the Christ Church Cathedral Choir of Oxford. That was William Byrd's motet Puer Natus Est Nobis, A Child is Born to Us. And now we can proceed to the finale of our Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, of Lasso's Missa Dixit Joseph, again sung for us by the ensemble Ad Hecaton.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Agnus Dei of the Missa Dixit Joseph by the great 16th century master Orlando di Lasso. And with it, we've reached the end of our hour this afternoon. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and our mixed mass ordinary by Thomas Tallis and Orlando di Lasso. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend as we celebrate the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time and the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. You can listen again to this program, or to any of our programs in this series, and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 212. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a happy first week of autumn.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.